Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot.
I was playing with two guys, and they were more excited than I was because I did it.
People in cars, when you're blowing them.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Do you hear what I heard there?
No. Yeah.
Poop on you, and then eat it.
Puss.
Hello. Hello?
Hi.
What's going on over there?
I am a balloon.
Bye.
Bye.
Look at Rob throwing a drop into that club intro right there.
Yeah. I'm hot right now.
He's feeling it after his
I'm hot.
Southern Miss football takes.
Bye.
You get hot in radio.
Get on a heater.
Sometimes you're in a rut.
It happens.
But sometimes you're hot.
Well, you're not. You can get a heater and all kinds of stuff, right? You get like I get in sandwich heaters sometimes.
Yeah.
I love a good sandwich, and sometimes my sandwiches are bush. But other times, man, I just feel like I've got the perfect amount of mayo. Maybe I got a good grill going. You can be on a fixing heater where you're going around like getting stuff done in the house.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just coming together.
Yep, checking things off the list.
A lawn heater where all of a sudden you get the lines all, you know, lined up and there's no weeds.
Honestly, you could be like on a comfort heater. Every time you lay on the couch or in bed, you're like in the best spot ever. And sometimes every time you sit down, you're like, man, I just can't get comfortable.
Yeah.
But you can get on a comfort heater.
Absolutely. And it feels good, like, because you'll never get in the Michael Jordan zone. You're never going down to the YWCA playing with your ridiculous tri-colored ball and dropping in, like, you know, like 9 threes in a row. That's not happening. But you can get on other streaks throughout the course of your day, and they feel just as good.
Well, what would you consider the thing you would get most close to the Michael Jordan at the YMCA with the tri-colored ball? Like, what are you so good at that when you're in a heater, you're like, man, I'm just killing it.
I get on pretty good yard work. That might be mine. I'll build a retaining wall, and then you go
and then
through
have it stolen.
And have it stolen, and you're like, you're clearing out. Like I can get on that where like all of a sudden like 2 hours go by, and I look out at the lawn, I look out at the yard, and I'm like, you're damn right. I feel like that's
all right.
I feel like I get hot.
You're the Michael Jordan of yard work.
I feel like I get more. I get heated up more in the yard than I do just about anywhere else.
You know what? I don't have a yard right now, and it really bothers me.
Can't get out there, huh?
Oh, and I want to. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of a green thumb, fella. And I just there's nothing to take care of.
Can you green thumb it inside? Can you get some plants you can take care of?
Well, we do have plants inside, but those are easy. I did plant some privacy arbs
you were
and
doing arborvitae or something.
Hedges, and I'm fighting with soaker hoses right now.
I was gonna say, are you fighting with spiders? Because aren't arborvitae like spider fest?
We do have what?
Spider festivals.
We do have a ton of spiders at our house,
yeah,
and it drives my wife crazy. But it just is what it is. It's just a very this is a lot of trees.
Sure.
But yeah, no, soaker hoses. You ever battled soaker hoses?
No, I can't. You know? I can't say that I've ever dealt with the soakers.
Pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're like, you know, you put them under the like the bark, you know.
Yeah.
And then they just trickle out water so that the arbs can take and grow and be hot and, you know,
familiar,
private and sexy and whatever. But these hoses, they get these, they get all of a sudden they just start shooting out water in various areas. And then you got to go clamp that up, like buy a thing and cut out the dead part and then put the thing on the thing. Sucks. I can never get them right.
My biggest threat to my my heater in the yard is two things. One, the dogs. The dogs will wreck a yard faster than just about anything else. They're constantly peeing on stuff, and so, you know, you're dealing with either brown spots in the yard or if they pee on plants, and you got to try to keep them away from that. And again, I've got three big, like, giant evergreens in my yard, and they spread pine cones, broken branches every time it's windy. That's my I just walk outside and I'm like, you son of a bee. And then you got to get out there and you got to get into it, and you got a brief window of time like before work, and you just get out there and you start rolling, get a little burn pile going. It's nice. What else do you have? Like you're
right
in your 40s. What am I doing that's athletic?
Exactly.
Am I going to get on a weightlifting heater? Like a bike heater? Like I ride my bike, I lift weights, I play golf. Like there's really nothing else.
And you get searing pain in your kidney when you move 2 inches on your bed.
Exactly. Like what else am I doing? It's athletic that you're like, man, I really got this going.
Maybe you can get into a body pain heater.
Hey, that
and you just dominate the dojo.
That I can do. Stuff hurts on a daily basis. But we reach a point in our life where you have to find other things than just like athletic ventures. You know, I don't know. I guess you can go out and do like those like dumb Spartan races, or I don't know, play like pickup basketball or something. But that stuff all sounds awful to me. Like, there's nothing appealing about any of that stuff.
You ever go on a walk?
Yeah. But can I say that I mainly go on a walk just to smoke a cigar, and that's probably counterproductive to going on the walk?
Really? One is good for your body.
You like to go on a walk with a cigar?
I do.
For your mouth.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
No? Not for you?
Never even thought about smoking a cigar on a walk, unless golfing.
Yeah. I think maybe that's where
I have to be planted and drinking when I'm
smoking. Is this why you're doing a nightly walk now? Because you often talk about your nighttime walks with the special lady friend.
I do. Well, it's a little cold now, but yeah, we like to take a nighttime. We like to take a nighttime cruise.
And you tug on some gar.
Yeah,
I like that.
I'm gonna say, I guess it's not.
Do you share?
No.
Wifey doesn't like that.
No one's into that. I'm the only one.
Mm. And but, COVID, you know.
Yeah, COVID. Believe me, I think at that point we're probably past that. But no, I don't know what that is, but I'd say. Yeah, 9 out of 10 times if I'm going for a stroll, you got one dangling.
9 out of 10, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it is a good excuse to have a cigar.
Sure, why not? You're outside.
Yeah.
I just like to just sit and enjoy it and think.
And have a couple fingers in a glass. And
no question.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Well, I guess like you can't really drink when you're on a walk. I mean, I suppose you could. But
of course you can. People do.
I don't.
I don't like that either.
No.
I feel like I feel like it's just healthy, so therefore I should be doing healthy things while I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or at least not doing unhealthy things while walking.
Don't be eating a double cheeseburger while you're walking.
See, the walk,
right.
The walk is not.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
The walk is not health related. I work.
It's just for.
Well, I work out every day before, so that's all taken care of.
Well, why do you
of.
Walk?
It's just a relaxing, sort of enjoyable thing, and then the kids and the special lady friend all kind of enjoy it, and so it's more of a just.
Family bonding.
Yeah, you take the dog out there, you know, and you go for a walk, and it's nice out, and, you know, I live by a golf course. You can walk around the course a little bit.
Do you think that the nighttime walk is enraging your neighbors? And they're like, what is this group of non-old people doing walking at 10:30 p.m. or whatever time?
Yeah.
Well past bedtime.
You do get we do get an occasional
grumble.
They don't like if you, because sometimes when, I don't know about you, like I like to stop and look at the homes. Like if you're cruising around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, I look right in the windows.
Yeah, right?
I sometimes envision if I lived in that home, what it would be like.
Yeah. And I will tell you that the old people do not like, whether it's the entire crew when the family goes, or it's just me, or even me. And no shape or form do they like anyone affiliated with my house stopping in front of their house. And I don't know if the cigar has anything to do with that. I don't think it certainly helps. But we have gotten multiple times the people that will come outside and aggressively ask what exactly we're doing. Bad Dad, the lady that I reached down to touch her yard because I couldn't tell if it was fake grass or not. It looked really nice. I was like, oh, man, it's... I like looking at lawns.
I always thought you could really tell.
That's what I thought, too. But this was a really, really nice looking lawn. And I was like, is that? And so I reached down to just feel it. That's all.
You were planting a bug.
Yeah.
You spy.
That's all I did is I bent over on the sidewalk to touch the lawn. And out of nowhere, out of the darkness, the lady did give me the, what are you doing? And I responded with, I'm touching your yard. She did not like that. So you do get an occasional one of those. And, you know, the police every now and then will come by and ask you what you're doing. It does happen.
What?
What?
Yeah. On a walk?
Yeah.
The police get called on you.
Yeah, I've lived there 4 years, and I think that's happened 3 times.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, look at you.
And you're touching yards. I mean,
I'm telling you, the where we walk is.
What's next? Touching a driveway?
I do think that there are the olds that see someone that obviously does not live in their neighborhood. It does tend to be later at night. You know, it's usually 10 o'clock or after or around those parts. Now, to be fair, the first time I got called, that was like at 4 a.m. where I got called. That was back during the bad insomnia days, and I would just go on walks. And my dog would not want to go with me because it was 4 in the morning, so it was just me walking at 4 a.m., and yes.
And the olds have already woken up by then.
Yes.
Well, I do feel like 4 a.m. is a little suspicious. I mean, you don't see a lot of people out at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., you know?
Yeah. You'd think after a while they would know that you live in the neighborhood and you're not doing anything suspicious.
Exactly. So.
No, sometimes you gotta call the cops first and,
well, and to be
see what's going on.
And to be fair, twice this big guy. They've shown up. The third time the lady just said she was, but I was on my way home and I never did encounter the police.
The lady whose yards you touched said she was going to call the police.
Yes.
Even though you said, I'm touching your yard, I wanted to see if
she
it was real or fake.
She was bluffing.
She was just bluffing. You know. Words were exchanged.
I don't understand.
I called or something, but you know.
Yeah, see, anytime there's a...
There's the part of the story you didn't tell us.
There's a fracas with you, like, weekly. No. Maybe even daily. There
this is 4 years and
look,
3 times.
Dude.
And two, I had nothing to do with.
Yeah, but I'm not
whatsoever.
Even just talking about this. I'm talking about other things, like in a store. Or inevitably, you're always getting in fights with people. And the problem is you, not people. You are the common denominator.
I touched a yard.
Okay, but I'm talking about whole thing.
I think, Suk, you like to push a little bit.
Of course you do.
When somebody does something that you disagree with or is against you, you know, okay, yeah, it's annoying. And then you push just a little bit.
I touched a yard. That's what I did.
And then you called her a name.
The name came about 4 exchanges after that. I told her she was late for a certain meeting.
Meeting?
I told her she was late for a meeting.
What meeting?
Insert old white lady, and what meeting would I be telling her that she was late for?
Like the Klan rally?
There you go.
All I had to do was put a motion of putting something on my head, and you knew exactly what it was.
You're white.
Yeah, but the people that I with were not, and plus it was just an old angry white lady, and I was just trying to get under her skin, and I did because that's
this is the problem.
Because that's when I got the, you know, yeah. I'm calling the police. Were they called? I don't know. They did not show up, but there have been twice where I've been walking and I have gotten rolled up to a call of a suspicious person in the neighborhood to ask me what I was doing, and both of those times I responded with, I'm walking.
Now, you know that somewhere on Nextdoor, the yes. app, all those people are talking about you, right? You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're you should download it and see what they're saying.
You're the sketchy guy.
Sure.
They're like, you guys ever seen this guy? And like, oh, yeah. That should Dude, touch my yard.
That should be a bit on the show. You should download it and then read on the air what they're saying about you.
Well, I'll be honest. If I were... Well, no, just put it this way. Like, I wouldn't want you in my neighborhood.
Someone's saying if you looked in the mirror recently, you look guilty. I get it. I look like a suspect.
Yes, you do.
Deal is in saying, Suk played the race card? How?
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That you did that. As a lily white supremacist-looking guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Way to flip the script, pal.
Oh, it pissed her off. Like, that set her off. The exchange has ended, and that's when it was like, well, I'm...
All right.
Well, if she got defensive, that means something was true.
I've got Kardashian news. You guys want to talk about the cards? They're back in the news.
God.
One of them got the COVID. See that?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, Khloe.
I just saw they were back in the news because of the vacation, what have you.
Khloe has it, and you know what she says?
What?
It's no joke.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Khloe. Oh,
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Now right. I believe it.
We'll get to that next. 621 on the Fam.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, the Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
Well, the Kardashians are taking incoming fire again.
I think they love this
from the public.
Like they. Whether you hate watch them or whether you watch them because you're fans, all they do is just stay in the spotlight.
Yeah, and it's never anything
no
good or major. No. It's just
again, they got
like Khloe just had COVID, and so she posted a video, and now everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, and they were taking heat because Kim, right? She had a birthday party. She turned 40,
correct.
And so she rented a private island. And
yeah, do you want to hear her tweet? I'm going to read it to you.
Way to read a room, Kim.
After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. We danced, we rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked. We watched a movie on the beach and so much more. I realized that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in the moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag, this is 40.
Read a room, Kim. Read a room.
Blip, blip.
Come on, Kevin Cash. Have some steel.
God.
Sorry.
Heyo! Yes! 15 years I've been waiting for that.
Whoops!
Is that the first F-bomb you've dropped ever?
First, well, that might be the first one.
I mean, we've all cursed on the air before, yeah, but
that was a full one.
That might be the first time that ever.
God, that makes me so happy. Yes.
Whoops!
Sorry, so everybody who's listening on the radio. Sorry, you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Everyone on the app,
wait,
you got that.
Aren't you supposed to say, sorry I said it, not sorry you didn't hear it?
Oh, come on.
All of you offended by the F word, gladly, yeah. Yes. You did not hear it.
Sorry about that. That's like when the catcher and the pitcher, you get the signals crossed up. I thought the curveball was coming, and apparently it was high heat.
I love that so much, so much, so much. God, yes.
Whoops. Well, it is like...
Well, anyway.
You're so enraged by
Kim
Kardashian.
She's an
effing
what? You didn't finish.
She's just such an unbelievably just empty vessel. Yeah. You know,
she's with Kanye West. Dude.
Exactly. She
Think
is,
about that.
She is just... There's just nothing there whatsoever. She's famous because she slept with a D-list porn star and put it out. But she's...
excuse me, a C-list R&B singer, thank
but
you.
But she's really good at being famous. And so, you know, it's like, that's the one thing I will not criticize that family at all. They are better at being famous than anyone. And they do nothing.
Yeah, they don't really seem to, like, they never get bristly, you know? Like, they never get... What am I trying to say? Like, you know, fame's probably hard. And I hate... you know, nobody wants to hear that. But yeah. It's not easy. No. You know, people are all over you all the time, and you never get any privacy, and you got all that money, and it sucks.
But that's what they've built their brand on.
I mean, I know, but they don't seem to ever, like, they never snap. Like, they never...
Well, it's because they're soulless, and there's just nothing remotely redeemable about any one of them. And by the way, I listened to the... I do not know a lot about Kanye West, and he was not in the photo. Like, they did the big family photo, and I didn't see him.
Is it because he's an insane person and wasn't there?
It's possible. I listened... I'm not a regular Joe Rogan listener. I'll flip over if there's someone that's interesting on his podcast.
Apparently he had Alex Jones on today, so
see,
that's a thing.
I won't... You know,
Alex
won't,
Jones, really?
Yeah, I just... That, wow. Speaking of a guy that just... If the earth swallowed him up tomorrow, we'd all be better off. Same thing with the Kardashians.
By the way, somebody saying your F-bomb is a real resume... it's a resume reel starter. I'd say that goes front and center.
Look, I'll say this. I've been doing this for 16-ish years, 16-plus years. As much as I curse in my everyday life, I am a...
You do curse.
That is astounding that I have made it this long without slipping the high hard one past the catcher.
That is a common question we get, because you and I both cuss. Although you are a way worse cusser than I am. Like, you have no...
No, it's...
You don't...
I'm pretty bad, too.
You don't slide it in subtly. It's like...
No. It's I do not have a great no.
Yeah,
the
we get that
chef of cursing.
Fergie, Fergie, Fergie.
What?
That's a Swedish chef.
I thought I maybe heard a Swedish F bomb in there.
I didn't say anything in there. He's just like Fergie, Fergie.
Well, anyway, I don't know how we don't cuss more. I mean, it does happen, but you'd think it happened more.
Very rarely.
I've only done it once.
I wonder why that is.
That's the first time.
Maybe because we're super smart.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can control. You can control it. I just choose not to in my day-to-day life. Like, if you're at the...
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
If you're at the dentist's office, I'm not sitting in the Gillespie dental chair just dropping F-bombs.
Well, that's also because they're Mormon.
That's true.
Well, even so,
If they were cursing with you a little bit, you'd curse back.
I'm not swearing at the dental office.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm certain about that.
You just swore on the air.
Look.
Yeah, you swore over FCC-controlled radio waves.
No, we dumped that. It went out over the unregulated internet. We all have those moments where you have a slip, but you can control it. I just choose not to because I find curse words, the idea that somehow some made-up word is worse than another, get bent. That's ridiculous. You know, I get it, and if there's kids around, but if you're an adult...
Kids?
Yeah, like if you're little kids around...
My kid cusses worse than me.
That's true. If you don't think your kid cusses, wait till you're not around. But, like, I remember once at BYU in the weight room, I had someone tried to tell me and my friends that we shouldn't be swearing. Another member of the team. That did not go over very well, even at the Lord's University.
Yeah, I feel like we've gotten to a point now, mostly, where nobody cares about cursing, but I feel like we should... Everyone, like, they're words. Who cares? They're just words.
Exactly. Like, especially, and I get some words are worse than the others. The F
word.
The F word, whatever. You know, it's... But I get that's considered a bad one. The C word. I understand
why
that.
Why do we let these words have power over us?
Exactly. But I understand that there's different levels.
The C word is said constantly over in England.
That's fantastic. When I lived over in Scotland, it's like every other word out of their mouth. It was wonderful. The problem is that when you live over there, you pick that up and then you come back to the States and you start saying it and you're like, whoa. People are looking at you, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, in Scotland, they say the C word.
All the time.
Very common word.
Yes, and it's not even like a negative thing.
No.
You know, I remember ordering a cold beer, and I got called the C word. He's like, you fancy. And I was like, whoa. I just asked for my beer to be cold. It's just, it's a thing over there. But then you come home, and you say that, and you're like, whoops, not well received. But like the S word, come on. It's ridiculous. Like, everyone should be able to handle that. It's a farming term, for heaven's sakes. It's a bodily function. Get over it. I don't even know what we were talking about.
I don't
about,
either.
By the way.
Oh, the Kardashians.
Triggered Sook.
Oh, because I was listening to the Rogan thing. I don't listen to Rogan all the time, but if he has someone interesting, like McConaughey was on there, and I really enjoyed that.
He's got a book.
He's got a book. I think Matthew McConaughey is a really interesting, thought-provoking guy. Don't agree with everything he says, but I think he's a sharp guy, and I listened to that and I really enjoyed it. But Kanye West was on there, and I tried. That's like 3 hours, And it was supposed to be this big buildup. So I was like, all right, I have made multiple attempts to listen to that. I swear, I've probably caught 40 minutes of it, of the entirety, trying to go back and listen to it and skipping around. At no point in those 40 minutes did he make one rational, seemingly intelligent point. He is so out of touch with reality and anything that makes any kind of sense. It just, he is a colossal idiot. And yet he's uber successful. It's just, it blows. You listen to that and you're like, dude, that guy has been successful in almost everything he's done, although he's gone bankrupt multiple times, so maybe not. But he's like this huge influencer and you know, musical, some say, genius. But I just listened to that and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, how out in left field can you be?
Well, it's like when you make good music, or music that a bunch of people like.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it doesn't matter what he says, it's gospel.
Oh.
You know, because they just love him for his music, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. He chooses to use that platform. There are a lot of celebrities or musicians or whatever that don't, but they would be treated the same way.
Yeah.
Like, if we really knew what they thought and they were just like, oh, here's what I think about. It's like, oh my God, you shouldn't talk.
Exactly.
But
if you stripped away the name Kanye West and I just said, listen to this interview, you would get 20 minutes in and be like, that's a crazy person. That's someone that literally makes no sense. And it's also someone that read an article on like 12 different things and then thinks that he is an expert on those 12 different things. It's...
Oh, wait. I do that.
It's unbelievable.
Guilty.
I thought about this It's Always Sunny drop where we play it, where he's trying to figure out what Charlie's saying. And he goes, jeez, this kid's an idiot. That's what I thought of. Or the Billy Madison, at no point in your insane rambling did you come close to a coherent thought. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Was somebody sitting there going, God, yes, finally listening to Kanye going like, oh my God, finally someone's speaking to me.
I don't know.
Or is everyone just like, what the hell is he talking about?
Well, and it was so weird because Rogan was like, just like almost agreeing with him, like trying to justify what he was saying. It was just bizarre. And I was actually looking forward to it because Kanye is an interesting guy and suppose he has all these ideas.
He's really not, though.
He is not.
Is what you're saying.
He's got all these ideas on how to make society better. And not one of them is based in any sort of reality or practical thing. Mm. He's a dude that just...
Give me an example.
He smokes weed for the first time or did shrooms, and it's just his insane ramblings on the world about, you know, how we can... when you come back, it's... And God's involved a lot, and...
Hey, Mike, should we replay the F-bomb with a bleep?
I don't think I have access to it because the logger is the on-air feed, so I went and listened. It was not on the air. It just jumps from us saying something and then it cuts to us laughing.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
That's the only access I have. So I do not have access to it.
You've been censored.
I have.
How do you feel about that?
You know,
should you?
Look, I made a mistake.
How dare you say the F word on an FCC airwave?
I didn't. It got dumped. Never happened.
No one heard it.
Never happened.
All right. Well, we'll do some stuff next and then John will wrap it up. But first, Mike with Sports Center.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, this is a reminder that Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch is coming up next. I'm not sure how they'll be able to follow the filth that is Jason Sakanik, but...
The boss was listening as well.
Did he catch it on the app or the AM? Are we still on the AM?
I think we're still on the AM, yes. Oh. It is there in the title of the station. Jason, congratulations on a long streak broken. He said, better thing, Quick Fingers Lynch.
Quick Fingers Lynch.
Yeah.
Now, okay.
I guess that's an okay nickname.
Old Quick Fingers.
If let's say Lynch wasn't paying attention or something.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is a real possibility.
It's common.
Yeah.
And I want to listen to your show.
And that aired. What would happen? What do you think, what would happen?
Nothing.
Well, my thought was this. A couple of... Joe just went back on the app and listened to it because he missed it. A couple of times I've come in here and the dump has not been on. and I had to put it on. So I'm like, oh no, what if I like missed that? And I reach over to hit it and there's no delay.
No, but I'm saying, like, what would it, like, that, so let's say that errs.
Yeah. My guess is someone probably files a complaint.
The phones would light up for sure.
Yeah, phones, well, no one
would
calls.
They?
No, they, yes, they would. Absolutely. Dude, this happened. I've told you this story.
Yeah, someone, it's happened.
So there
before.
Was a guy, it has happened before. There was a guy in where Mike sits, Matt Palumbo, who was new and he was running the Jim Rome show. And he potted up the wrong. So Gavin Dawson and I were in this other studio next to you and me. I guess we're in the same room, aren't we?
That is true.
To your right, my left. And we were taping something, and Gavin or I can't remember, screwed up, and we said F.
Yeah.
Well, literally, Matt Palumbo potted up the audio and put it on the air of that very moment when he was thinking he was potting up the Jim Rome show to put it on the air. He put up our studio, and everybody heard it. And guess what happened?
Phone lines. Yeah, if you ever want to know if something
went... It was a very different time, though.
Now, I guarantee you the phone lines would light up.
If you want to know if something went out over the air, then you just wait and see.
That's right.
The people will react.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I just wonder if anything would happen to you. Like, would you have to get on here? Would you have to go to, like, F-bomb sensitivity training or something?
Oh, my guess is that someone would file a complaint somewhere. It's like, we have an...
Maybe they fire you.
You don't get fired over that. I mean, for heaven's sakes...
I think you
do
should.
Do you really think that someone would go through the trouble of filing a complaint over you accidentally saying the F-word?
It's possible.
I do think that could happen, yes.
Look how many, you know, the Janet Jackson thing. People love to complain.
Oh, yeah.
The American pastime is no longer baseball. The American pastime is being pissed off about something and then bitching about it. Like, that's what we do. We don't make anything in this country. We don't export anything in this country other than rage and complaints.
That's right.
Like, that's what we do.
They would have come after you.
Yeah, China builds everything. We just build complaints, and we're pissed off about everything. So I'm sorry, but if you can't handle a word that got slipped through there. Now, there's a lot of other things that you could have said that are way, way worse than that.
It was a great word. It was really well. I mean, like, it was like this guy said, it was loud and proud. It really was. Like, you went after it.
Yeah.
After the G is when you stopped and went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You finished the word with a flourish.
Most of the time, you'll get right up the edge, like, oh, and then you're like, did I finish it?
Right.
Nope. I went right through the barrier on that one. I was coming in hot. It happens.
There have been a lot of dumps for partial curse words that you guys stop, but it's like, yeah, we're not going to risk it. Nah, that was... It's so funny.
Well, I would fire you. I think that's inappropriate.
Luckily, I can't be, because it did not go out over the airwaves, and the internet is unregulated, so I...
Isn't that great?
I'm safe as kittens.
Why don't they just take us off AM and then we can say whatever the hell we want?
I don't think that works that way.
Just go to radio.com and listen to us. Does anybody listen on AM anymore?
If you got a podcast, yes, no? I do think people listen.
Do they?
Yeah, in the cars.
You think our boss is happy that you're saying that?
In the vrooms, yes, people listen.
I listen to HD2.
Oh, 99.5 The Wolf. Oh, HD2?
Yeah.
You can listen to
us
there,
on
too.
There.
Yes, we are.
I tell you what, then you go listen to the AM.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, like I listened to 910, I was listening to the baseball game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Why is it still a thing?
Yeah, if you have.
Wait, should I be saying that on
Why are you disparaging our medium?
Again, I'm not the one that's going to get
Look,
fired.
It's all about the internet, man.
You over there.
Radio.com.
Yeah, if you have an HD radio in your car, and if you have a newer car, you do, go to 99.5 and then just 99.5.2, and there we are.
And there's 94.7 got a new one too. Did you know that?
I did not.
There's 94.7.2 or KNRK2, whatever. Yeah. A whole nother station.
No, oh, well, someone's saying we're on the FM. Yes, we are.
Yes.
HDFM.
That's right, bitch. Oh, did it dump that?
No, I don't think you have to dump
Okay,
that.
Good.
Slowly but surely, that's making its way into the lexicon. We're okay. One day, we'll be able to say F-bombs.
On our unregulated internet podcast.
You guys will retire, and 1 month later, it'll be allowed. You'll be like, damn it. Except you'll actually say the curse word.
Although I wonder, in all seriousness, like, if you could say whatever you want, I don't think we would swear as much as you would think.
Well, I think you got to be careful about that.
Exactly.
When you're broadcasting.
And that's my point. If you took us off and we were just doing a podcast, and it was unedited, right? You can say whatever you want. Full go. I guarantee that I swear 75 to 85% less during that broadcast than I do in my day-to-day life.
Right. And that's good.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. No, you're not listening.
We don't need to swear just for the sake of swearing.
You're not Rude Jude out there and you're just throwing out, you know, 17 F-bombs for the sake of it. I think you would, I don't think it would be that much different than what you would normally hear us talk about. It just, you'd get the occasional, you know, you'd get the occasional curse word. But it would not be just this. I think some people have always said, man, if you guys did an unedited thing, it wouldn't be that much different. It wouldn't be that much more blue than it already is.
I'd be way better.
Clearly.
This is holding me back. All right. We done?
There you go.
There you go.
Time to break.
Why?
Because I'm breaking now.
Mike, do you want to break?
I'm turning off my mic.
You
depends
pee
on how much John you want today.
I want a lot of John. I want big John.
You want a lot of it.
Well, if you wanted a lot of him, you're already
let's
4
go
minutes too late.
Let's go. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't get
he's
no
a good
lip
boy. He's a good girl.
So the doubt.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Nobody seems all right, here's John the big fella. How are you? You okay?
I'm missing baseball a little bit, but outside of that, I feel pretty good.
Yeah. There's nothing. So now that baseball's over, the NBA is over, it's all just football. Like, we, our night, our evening sports viewing is dwindling.
Now tell me this, and you guys may be a little bit different because I know it's your job and stuff. Like, I love college football. I'm in, right? I played college football. I'm a fan. It's a thing. And I don't know if it's because of the weird sports landscape. We had other sports encroaching. I don't know if it's because the Pac-10 or the Pac-12 isn't playing yet. But I have watched zero college football. It's not even on the landscape for me. Like, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you who's undefeated. I don't know who's done it. I've watched zero games. Why do you think that is? It's not even on the radar for me this year.
Yeah, it's certainly weird. I'm not going to say that it's zero for me, but it has been harder to watch. And I think some of it is just, it feels so strange because not everyone's playing. There was no conference, non-conference games to get excited about. And with less games, there's less to choose from to get interesting.
You know what I'm tired about with college football is I'm tired of freaking Alabama and Clemson,
which are clearly the two best
my
teams.
My God, that yeah sport could be that. You want to talk about like the haves and have-nots in like what do they call? They're always talking about parity in sport.
Yeah,
college football is the worst, and nobody ever talks well about that. So they need to expand that stupid playoff, or else I'm just starting to I'm losing interest in the idea that Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and one other random team will play in the college football playoff every year. It's dumb.
And it's going to get worse with the name, image, and likeness thing because you're going to have better opportunities. I've already seen that. And I tweeted about this. This was like a month ago. Texas is already branding themselves as the place to go in this. They put out a video. There is a class now, like a curriculum that you can take at Texas, and it's designed for athletes to better market yourself in the name, image, and likeness thing. They've set up an entire program just for that, and this is going to be part of the recruiting pitch.
Well, and Oregon will be right behind them because they are right. I mean, why do you think Oregon's recruiting like they are? It's Nike standing right behind the Big O.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known a million guys that have gotten to play for Oregon, and you are, if you want to be in the Nike pipeline, they hook you up. You know, jobs and stuff and gear and whatever. Now the moment that Uncle Phil can start writing players checks for name, image, and likeness to have your Nike campaign, I mean, game over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you wanted to do something big, like there's a huge thing now with Oregon and these player edition shoes, right? Like they go for, on the secondary market, thousands of dollars, like the Jordan brand Oregon shoes. If you had a guy like Mariota and you wanted to do a Heisman campaigner for Herbert, what would stop you now if you're Nike from launching an Air Jordan, you know, 11 retro Justin Herbert Heisman edition? Put the Heisman logo on the back of it, put a Herbert thing on the front of it, put a billboard on it, and go from there. I mean, there's no better marketing company, maybe Apple, yep. Right? I mean, it's...
These kids aren't going to Oregon because Crystal Ball's an offensive genius. That's just not what's happening. So,
well, you brought
it's
the hard
get worse.
You brought the hard sports talk tonight.
You did.
Look at you.
Yeah, hard sports, uncompromising sports opinions. Yeah, take that.
That's right. All right, you have a great night.
I'll do better tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll all do right. better tomorrow. We'll talk about parts or something.
All right. Well, this show will forever be known as the F-Bomb Show.
Yep. Sorry about that.
But
or you're welcome, whichever you feel about it.
What are you going to do? Hot Corner with Harris, Lynch, and Joe. I'd like to add Joe to the marquee. Is that okay with you two? You two stars. Ooh, Mike. I tell you what, Harris is all about it. Mike, you seemed hesitant.
No, I said, why not?
Hot Corner with Harris, Joe, and maybe a little Mike Lynch is coming up next. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.